elderberries. Trees are wondrous organisms. There are trees that live to be hundreds or even thousands of years old. Giant trees that we look up into and feel awed at their grandeur. Some ancient Irish oaks are reputed to be over 500 years old. And in North America, there are California redwood trees that were already ancient by the time the first European settlers arrived there. As well as awesomely old trees, there are some wonderfully tall trees. In Australia, there are eucalyptus trees that grow to be as tall as a skyscraper. Trees are utterly majestic, towers of life-giving matter, practical providers in a plethora of ways. But small and modest trees far outnumber the world's most wondrous and majestic trees, little scrubby trees that we pay little attention to. The elder tree is one such species. Elder grows only about 5 meters in height. Its lifespan is just a few decades. And its pale bark and scrubby growth don't make it a standout specimen of treeness. There are folks who go so far as to call this little tree a weed. Elder is indeed adept at fitting in and fighting its corner, springing up amid the gaps of hedgerows or emerging from the scrubby growth in a forgotten field corner. Elder will grow wherever it gets half a chance of life. But elder is among the most bountiful of trees. There are many who are rightly grateful for its generosity. In summertime, it erupts with copious blossoms of elderflowers, huge flat-topped clusters of tiny white flowers that offer up tons of tasty pollen, welcome nutrition for hoverflies, bees and bugs. Moths and butterflies are fond of elder trees too, building cocoons under the leaves and chomping through the flowers and the leaves. All manner of bird life feed in turn on the population of insects. So this little tree is a plentiful provider. The delicious sweet smell of elderflowers is a true scent of the summer. There are at least 10 different aroma compounds that give elderflowers their distinctive smell. Whatever the chemistry of scent, during the month of June, the air is infused with their sweetness. And this scent is one that can be captured and bottled as elderflower cordial or wine, and released in the winter months to evoke the memory of summer. It is these little elderflowers, with their tiny little ovaries at the center of each flower, that morph into elderberries as the summer progresses. Once the pollen from another flower reaches the ovary, the little eggs are fertilized, and the ovary is transformed into a juicy ripe berry full of seeds. So each little elderberry is an ovary intended for consumption. They are ripening just now, as September begins, and clusters of dark purple berries adorn scraggly little elder trees up and down the country. These berries draw in the birds, which help the tree to succeed in spreading its seed. This is a task the elder tree excels at. In one study in England, more species of birds were found to eat elderberries than any other fruit. These berries are an important staple food of many of our common birds. Among the avian fans of elderberries are blue tits and great tits, starlings and thrushes, robins and blackcaps. Redwings and fieldfares who flock here in autumn from Scandinavia are also elderberry enthusiasts. By November, the trees are totally stripped of their berries. The birds depend on elder for sustenance. The elder depends on the birds for its reproduction. The berries are so dark that they give the elder tree its Latin name, Sambucus nigra. Nigra meaning black. Elderberries have long been a source of herbal medicine for humans, used to treat burns, piles, swellings and jaundice, among other things. Ointments made from the bark, the berries, the leaves and the flowers have been an ingredient in folk medicine for eons. The humble little elder tree that grows from the gap in the hedge is not only eking out a living, it's living cooperatively as part of a community. In its extraction of carbon dioxide from the air to make its own food, it gives the world oxygen to breathe. In its flowering and fruiting, it feeds many. And in littering the ground with spent leaves in autumn, It gives sustenance to the soil. Our little elder tree, scorned by so many, is a generous and bountiful tree. Along with its bountiful compatriots, the blackberries and hazelnuts, the rosehips and the haws. These hedgerow fruits and nuts, the commoners of the countryside, eaten by all manner of birds and beasts, are what sustain the masses through the autumn.